Now, physicians, we all know that it's important to understand what medical research or innovations your patients are interested in. Now, I'm a pediatrician. My patient population is a little different. But the recent medical breakthrough that they're all about is this little guy right here. Now, unless you live on a deserted island, you've probably heard of fidget spinners by now. Trust me, I also try to ignore these things, but they're everywhere. Fidget spinners are actually touted as a breakthrough for children with ADHD, autism, anxiety, stress, and manufacturers claim they improve focus and concentrations. Well, I don't know how to lay base to those claims, so I went and got an expert testimonial. I'm an inpatient pediatrician here in New York City, and when I went around one evening to ask about these, I was surprised every child had one. Most of them even had them right there with them in the hospital, just spinning them away. I mean, I admit, these are pretty addictive. They're a top-selling toy on Amazon. You can buy collector's versions of these. There's one that's shaped like the Batman logo. I bought this one for $8 at a 7-Eleven on my way to the studio today. But do they actually work? And more importantly, are there safety concerns? Now, the Consumer for Product Safety Commission is actually investigating these for choking incidents. Schools are banning them. National experts are not endorsing them. And actually, in Ireland, they've recalled 200,000 of these for safety review. Doesn't sound too safe to me. Actually, there's a 10-year-old girl in Texas whose case you've probably heard of by now. She was just sitting in the backseat of her car, hanging onto her fidget spinner, and she accidentally dislodged one of these bearings and it got stuffed in her esophagus. Hey physicians, if you wanna give your residents a little x-ray on grand rounds, Google fidget spinner x-ray, see what they come up with. There's a similar incident that took place in Oregon with a 5-year-old boy. You know, and I've seen toddlers playing with these. Anything that goes in a toddler's hand goes right in his or her mouth. And these bearings are not that safe. This is a special risk also for children with developmental delay who seem to be a population that is specifically targeted with this. I polled my pediatric friends to see if they had stories also. I have a pediatrician friend who works in an urgent care who saw a child with a stress injury because they spun it continuously for 8 hours. Another one of my pediatric provider friends saw a child with a chin laceration because he was spinning it and walked right off a curb. That doesn't sound like increased focus to me. But what does Amazon say? If you actually look at the reviews and the claims on Amazon, you'll read things like increased focus for those suffering from ADD, ADHD, anxiety, and autism. Discreet fidgeting helps stop bad habits. Boost your creativity. No research or evidence actually supports any of these claims. What is shown, though, is that some children with ADHD may benefit from a small amount of background activity. There's actually two studies in the Journal of Child Abnormal Psychology and Child Neuropsychology that showed that some children with ADHD can have improved working memory or cognitive performance with slight gross motor activity. The way I translate this to my parents is simple things like walking while talking or squeezing a stress ball or even sitting on one of those exercise inflatable balls while children are doing homework. Not bringing one of these things to class. This is so captivating and so pretty, it's probably just a distraction. So I wouldn't tell any parent that's struggling with a child that's hyperactive to let this preclude them from actually seeing a specialist. Now, children with autism, I approach differently. On the inpatient side, when I talk to parents of autistic children about these colorful little devices, they all have very interesting uses for them. They're aware of the safety risk, and they use them primarily as a way to bond with their children. One father used this as a way to kind of reward his daughter for taking her medications on time or completing certain tasks. Another mom was laughing and said that her and her daughter put these on a table, they spin them, and they race, and they see whose spinner outlasts the other one. As long as they know exactly what they're getting themselves into, I say, do your thing. So in the end, what I tell parents is that this is not a replacement for evidence-based occupational or behavioral therapy. And even though they're really cool and flashy, there's hidden safety risks. These bearings are not delicious little donuts. They can get lodged in your throat. So parents need to be smart just like any other toy. And hey, physicians, if you're annoyed by these, relax. They're just like Pogs, slap bracelets, or the Jonas Brothers. They're a fad. They'll be gone soon.